From the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois, it's time now for Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied, a presentation of Boxbee Communications. You're invited to call 1-811 or 61. That's 1-811 or 61. Or if you want, outside the continental United States, dial 5. And now, Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied from the Croner Building in Chicago. Thank you, Larry. Thank you very much. Good morning, Randy Brammer.
Good morning, Pete.
Haven't talked to the faithful for quite some time. It feels that way, doesn't it?
I think it's been a couple of weeks. Been a couple of weeks.
I think it has been a couple of weeks. We were on vacation, as you know. And we've got a lot to talk about on the home front. And what do I mean by the home front? I mean quite literally the home front. Now, you know, Pete Bone has your back. And as we like to say on this program, with a bone at your back, we've got a bone to pick with the powers that be.
Absolutely.
And one of the bones that I have to pick with the powers that be is that some businesses, while Pete Bone has the back of every small business in America today, some of these small businesses are taking advantage of certain individuals who have profited from the free enterprise system and are now using business as any private citizen would. But those businesses take certain citizens who have profited and they turn into government agencies before your very eyes. You know what I'm saying?
I think I do. I think a lot of them, they're like bureaucracies.
Bureaucracies, right there, right there. Randy said it. Some of these companies, I'll give an example. When you're dealing with the cable company, what are you dealing with?
Well,
what are you dealing with?
I don't...
You don't know where I'm going?
No.
It's your job to know where I'm going. Pardon me, folks, but you know that we don't keep anything from you. It's your job to know where I'm going, Randy.
Don't play with the pen. Put the pen down and listen to what I'm saying. Please don't do that.
Don't do what?
I'm asking you. I'm going to get... Hold on. Pick that up.
What? Pick up the pen that I dropped.
Yes, sir.
Now, what am I saying?
I forget the question.
All right. Let's start this all over again. Let's just pretend. And now for the Croner Building in Chicago, Pete Bone, here he is. Thank you very, very much, Larry. And hey, Randy, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Boy, you're a little slow on the uptake today, aren't you?
Still recovering from that bout of,
you went off the wagon, I know. I don't think I'm talking out of school.
God.
Look, Randy is an alcoholic. We mentioned it. And it came as a shock to him that I was going to announce it to our worldwide audience, but I felt it necessary. And you want to know something? It's been a good thing. Randy doesn't get it yet, but it has been a good thing. And then he went off the wagon. And that took, what?
It was 3 weeks.
3 weeks. You were running the length of the field for 3 weeks. There was about a week of that. No one could find him. And then finally, I think they found you tied to a bed somewhere. Where was that?
I was in Miami.
Miami. During that period of time, I got repeated calls from Randy's wife, Glynis. I got repeated calls from his daughter, Jessica, who is only very, very young girl. Only she's moved out. She's 21, but a young girl.
I wish you wouldn't talk to my daughter.
Wow.
Woo!
Wow.
I mean, I just wish you wouldn't talk to my daughter.
Take some phone calls on that. Do you want to?
No, you have to get to the point of the show, which is you're going to be talking to Dave Septian.
I know I'm talking to Dave Septian. I got a phone call now. Let's just talk. Hi, Agnes. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Pete. I don't think that Randy should be criticizing the fact that you're talking to Jessica, given the fact that he was tied to a bed.
I understand, Agnes, but Jessica's my daughter.
She's your daughter, but Pete was taking care of it. He's taking care of business.
I don't like the term taking care of business. Well, it's something you've got to get used to if you're going to go out and drink your responsibilities away. If, for instance, if your responsibilities were a bottle of that, what do you like to drink when you're really... Well, you know, I love the California wines. No. Don't
do that, Randy. Everyone knows that you love the fortified when you're on your when you're really rolling, you know?
All right. What do you drink? I drink Night Train. Night Train. Suppose everything in a bottle of Night Train were all of your responsibilities, your children, your wife, your ex-wife, your for real kids and your kids at the store. God damn. What's wrong?
Everyone knows you have the barbershop. Everyone knows you have the barbershop, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
All right, so it's a very interesting, I think, situation. And
all right, thanks a lot, Agnes. Get out of here. I don't want to listen to her anymore. All right, so let's forget all about that. Let's just get to what it is we want to talk about. And that is this. You're a good man, Randy. I love you. I respect you. And I hope you're with me for many, many years. But we will not have you for many, many years if you're going to use your problems and your responsibilities, your children, your for-real kids, and the ones at the store.
Why do you keep saying it that way? I have children. I got young people. This is a youth group that I work with at the barbershop.
And what is with this barbershop?
It was my father's barbershop, and I still maintain it.
All right, I don't know anything about it. It sounds like it doesn't sound, and I say this with the greatest of respect, it doesn't sound like something a white man would be doing.
Ah, damn, man.
No, don't give me that. Don't. Everyone understands. All of the Pete Bone listeners out there, all right, all of the people out there that have supported this show, the Bone men and the Bone women out there, they understand what I'm saying. It doesn't sound like something a white man would do.
That, you know, you're going to sound racist.
Am I arguing with you? This is Randy Brimmer. Can you believe this?
Come on, Randy. All right.
Look at that. Even Larry said something.
Larry, let's cut it out.
Oh, shut up, Larry.
We'll be right back. I can't. We're going to be right back here on the Pete Bone Show. We got a lot to talk about, but I definitely have got to take a break.
Well, I didn't do anything else.
I got to take a break. From the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois, it's Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. We'll be right back.
Shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up.
Hi, guys. It's Phil Hendry for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, asking you to share our show and be eligible for a bag of swag, Jack. That's right. A bag of swag. A bag of swag. You hag. You lag. Don't lag. Get a bag of swag. Didn't mean to call you a hag. Meant to say that it's in the bag. And if you do lag, or if you are a, shouldn't say it, but if you're a snag, if you hit a snag, that's it, then...
would you just promote the damn... Yeah, I'll do it.
If you get us a bag of a snag...
I'll do it. Ladies and gentlemen, please do share the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't hit a snag. You'll get a bag of swag if you share the show there.
That's lame.
No, it's not. I'd kick your ass.
Hey!
Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And don't forget, we're available as well, the podcast, not only at our website, but on Podcast One, the great platform of Podcast One, SoundCloud, a great many other spots and, you know, places around town to find that great, great Phil Hendry Show podcast. But share it. Share it with friends, family, strangers. Take it downtown. Leave it places. Leave it in banks. Just leave it sitting there, our podcast, for people to find, get scared, run to a cop and say, what is it? And the cop will say, that's Phil Hendry. We listen to him all the time. And then they'll put it down on the curb, drive right over top of it as they go to a call. The Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. The Phil Hendry Show you know what I'm trying to say.
From philhendryshow.com.
And now, returning to the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois, it's Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. And that was the other news we had to announce. Today, we rebrand the Pete Bone Show from the Pete Bone Show. And from the voice of a new America, now it's Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. And why do we call it that, Randy?
Well, we're calling it that because you will not be denied. You are going to get all the way. You're going to make it all the way to the goal line with these very important issues, the American people.
That's exactly right. And when I hear this music, who are they singing about? They're singing about God. God. You think I'm going to keep God as a topic off of this program? Forget it. Forget it. All right. I want to call out the company Thrill Night. Now, they're sponsors, at least they used to be, and it's a private business, and I would never, ever call out a private business. However, this private business is behaving in many ways like some government bureaucracy. As we mentioned, the cable companies are like that. You call a cable company, what do you think you got?
You know, it's almost like calling the DMV.
Calling the DMV, yeah. It's no longer a private company. They act as if they're a government agency. They act, in other words, they act inefficient.
Yes.
They act snooty, confused, put you on hold. They don't like their jobs. Everything that you identify with a government bureau, in other words, that's what the word bureaucracy, you understand where that comes from?
It comes from bureau.
Right. The bureau of, it reminds me of the what was the guy's, Monty. The show Monty. Do you know what it was, Larry?
I think it was called Monty.
Monty. Was it Monty Hall?
That was it, Monty Hall.
The show Monty Hall. They were funny, funny guys from England. And they, it was from England.
Yeah.
England. And they had the bureau, and they had a guy who would be all confused. It was wonderful. Just wonderful. And I suggest you get Monty Hall, right?
You can get it, probably. You can order it.
You can order it, yeah, online, and get it from the internet.
Yeah.
And they had the bureau, and it was these guys would, they didn't know what they were talking about. It was just hysterical. Well, that's it. And Thrill Night is a company that allows you to place bets on sporting events. That's fine. I believe in it. I don't think that anybody should be kept from betting sports because the government doesn't want you to do it. I do believe you should be kept from betting sports if organized religion is opposed to it. And that is where I draw the line. If God says no, I don't do it. If the government says no, buddy, I'm going to push right on through.
Absolutely. You don't let the government stop you.
You don't let the government stop you from anything. I don't let the government tell me to do anything. So when the government says to me, you got to pay this, or you're not allowed to carry your gun here, or, you know, I'm on my way, man. I'm on my way. I'm doing all that. But if God steps in and says, no, you better not, then I will take all of that back. And so far, and I'm saying this is a joke, but God hasn't said anything to me about Thrill Night. But Thrill Night is a company. They're a sponsor.
And what happened?
I'm getting to it.
All right, well, they just...
I don't care what they did. What are they doing?
Well, they're giving the wrap-up.
Hey, guys, don't ever give the wrap-up because I'll tear the arm. Whichever hand you use to do the wrap-up sign, I'll tear that off.
I mean...
No, I'll tear it off.
Yes, sir.
I love you, Randy. You're a great guy, but you have to guard against being too much of a... I don't know how else to say it. There's no other word I can use. An asshole. Okay. Now, Randy's great. He's a great guy. So I, in order to help this advertiser, Dave Septian and the guys at Thrill Night, I placed a bet. You can place bets on all kinds of sporting events. And I did this in order to help out Thrill Night. New sponsors. And you can bet on all kinds of sporting events. So I got my money together, and thank God I'm a successful man. I had some money. I said, hey, let's have some fun.
Right. If you have some money laying around, why not?
Exactly. And I said, let's go ahead and put some money down on, I don't know what to do. What do you suggest? And some of the guys said this, that. And I said, I'm going to bet on this basketball game. And I bet on this
Golden State Warriors.
It's Gus Day. What's that?
Golden State Warriors.
Golden State Warriors. I was told by Randy, and there were other guys, Randy.
Well, it wasn't all my fault.
No, but there were other guys. You're right. But Randy was the first one who said to me, it's a sure win. It's an absolute sure thing. And I put a significant amount of money on it.
But again, you said you could afford it.
What are we getting into the afforded thing? Of course I can afford it.
All right.
But what my taking exception, because you kept pushing and pushing and sticking your finger in my back and going, go, make the bet. Well, I did not do any of that. Oh, my God. You're... Sorry. Yes, I did. We're on the air.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and I put... Oh, I don't know. It was a sure thing. And I looked at it. And the Warriors had won all of the game. What sport is it again?
Basketball.
They'd won all the games. And everyone was talking about them. So I... And, you know, when you need money, I don't need money, but when you need money, you know how it is, how you feel. I had that I had a feeling in my stomach as if I needed the money, and I didn't, but that's what gambling does to you. Thrill Night and Dave Septian, who we're going to get on the phone here in a moment, Dave Septian owns Thrill Night. They said you can bet all the money that you want, and I said, I want to bet a lot, and so I put a lot of money on the Golden State Warriors, and they not only did they lose, but they're going to be eliminated from the playoffs. Please forgive me.
You all right?
I'm fine. Yeah, why?
Sounds like your voice.
Don't. They're going to be. I'm all right. They're going to be eliminated from the playoffs. And Thrill Night took the money that I put on them, and now they won't give it back.
And it seems like they ought to. They're sponsored. You're wealthy.
I don't need the money. So it was a play bet. You know, I put down, I don't know how much I put down. I put about, you understand, folks, there's a big difference between you and me. I can put $100,000 down on a game, and it sounds incredible to you, but that's, for me, I would do that.
Is that how much?
I put 100 and a half. And we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
I mean,
we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
God damn it.
From the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois, it's Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. Pete Bone has your back and always will have your back, regardless of the circumstances or outcome. Hello, it's Dave Septian from Thrill Night, and you can bet on every sporting event. You can bet $5, $6, $7, $10,000 if you want to, $1, $2, $3, $4, $5, $6, $7 if you want to. Thrill Night is a not-for-profit. It is for profit, but you should think it's not-for-profit. Thrill Night is a betting parlor. It's a virtual betting parlor where you can go in and bet on every sporting event: basketball, hockey, baseball, basketball, football, soccer, basketball, hockey, and football and soccer. You can also bet on golf. You can bet on lacrosse. You can bet on probably tiddlywinks. I don't know. We'll see what kind of action we get. Thrill Night, it's online. Just go to the Thrill Night app, push it, go in, look around, get your team together, get your act together, then lay down some money in your little bank account there. Then the money comes out and you kick ass. You kick ass.
Thrill Night.
Join thousands and millions of guys that have been betting on Thrill Night. You'll enjoy it.
I like betting on Thrill Night. I have oodles of fun, and it doesn't cost me anything. As a matter of fact, I've won thousands and thousands of dollars. I've won since going on Thrill Night $61,000. I've won $500,000. I've won $151,223.62. I'm only kidding. I've won about $151,000.
So why don't you join the hundreds and millions and gazillions and billions of guys that are using Thrill Night? Thrill Night, a place to go, a place to blow a lot of money or win a lot of money. Thrill Night, this is your night. Tonight's the night. Thrill Night. And now from the Croner Building in Chicago, we return to Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. Thank you very much. And this is Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. I'm Pete Bone, Randy Bremmer alongside. We took a phone call from one of our listeners. It was Agnes early on. She was talking about a little dispute that Randy and I were having.
We got Dave Septian on the line.
Dave Septian from Thrill Night is on the line. David, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing this morning?
Well, Dave, I'll tell you. I put some money down with your company.
I understand, yeah. And did you enjoy the experience?
Did I enjoy the experience? I lost, so...
Well, there's always tomorrow. One of the great things about Thrill Night...
Hey, hold on for a minute, Dave. I don't... you know, I'm very happy to give you the time to sell the company, but we've got bigger fish to fry here.
Okay.
$150,000 that, and let me just say this. I, as you know, I am a wealthy man. Thank God. I don't think I give all power to God on that one.
Hallelujah. I do too.
All right.
I thank God every day for the success of my business.
That's great. All power to God. I'm a very wealthy man. So when I drop $150,000 on a basketball bet, as I did yesterday at Thrill Night, it's not ordinarily a big thing. It's a big thing now because of the fact that I had to shift some funds around. Now, the question is, when am I getting my money back?
Hey, we don't give any money back, Pete.
Why not?
Why not? Nobody gives money back just because you made a bad bet.
But I'm Pete Bone.
Calm down, Pete. You're looking desperate.
I just wanted to know.
No one gives money back. No bookmaker that I know gives money back if you decide, unless you're talking about some of these criminal groups, and they allow each other to get strong-armed or something like that. You know, is that what you're doing to me?
I'm just telling you that I put $150,000.
Yeah, on the Warriors, and they lost.
Yes, and didn't they win 73 games last year?
They won 73 games in the season.
Well, what are you talking about in the season? What does that mean?
The season was 2015-2016.
What is that supposed to mean?
The season overlaps 2 years.
The season overlaps 2 years.
Don't you follow basketball? Don't you understand that
Hey, Septian, hold on for a minute. I'm asking you a question. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. I want that 150 grand back, all right?
Your voice is cracking. You sound like you're going to cry.
No, I'm not going to cry.
Yeah, you are. You're going like this. You really sound like you're out of control.
No, he's not out of control, Septian. The only thing's out of control around here is the government kickbacks that you get.
I don't get any government kickback. Why don't you guys just admit to the fact that Pete doesn't have the money to lose and you want to turn this into some kind of a political issue?
No, wait a minute. That's not fair to Pete. That is not fair to me. What do you mean a Hey, this is all about the I'm a wealthy man.
So you say.
Okay, you know what, Septian? Thank you very much.
You hanging up on me?
I want that. Put him on hold. I want him to. We're going to be right back. You're listening to this. My name is Pete Bone, and I've got your back. I got a bone to your back, and I got a bone. I keep an extra bone in my pants. That's the wrong thing to say, isn't it? We threw that away. Why is this then in the copy card?
I don't know.
We had. Who are these cheap wailing queers? Oh, I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. So please dump that. We can't. Why not? Because we went past the dump time. We'll be right back. This is Pete Bone, and Pete Bone will not be denied. We'll be right back. Is this you? Probably. When you were 18 years old, you didn't know what you were going to do. And then, all of a sudden, the world opened up. And there it was, the 1961 Gleiber. Now, the 2016 Gleiber is here for you.
I remember all my.
Look at those lines. Look at the sleek, plush upholstery. And that engine, the power, and the ability and durability, not to mention miles per gallon for your gas. The Gleiber. 2016 Gleiber. This is a car for the ages. A car you can get in, sit in, take a deep breath, relax, luxuriate, fall asleep. Fall asleep while you're driving and nothing will happen. The car will slow down, park itself, turn all the lights off, lock, and you can sit there and perhaps even stay there forever. The 2016 Gleiber, available now at Portman Gleiber Dealership in Canoga Park. Now, back to the Kroner Building in Chicago, Illinois for Pete Bone. Pete Bone will not be denied.
I'm sorry. Pete Bone will not be denied.
Not Pete Bone will not be denied. Pete Bone will not be
Hey, easy, Pete. You're right. Let me do it.
Here is Randy.
Pete Bone will not be denied.
It's all right, Larry.
Pete Bone will not be denied. Here's our brother, Pete Bone.
Thank you very, very much, Randy. Dave Septian, is he still on the line?
No, he's not.
What did he do?
He hung up. He said he had other business.
Oh, my. All right. Okay. Here's what happened. I bet on the Golden State Warriors $150,000, and I took a second out on my home. No, a third on my home.
Oh, my God.
No, not oh, my God. No, not oh, my God.
All right. You can afford it.
Yes, I can afford it. Yeah, of course I can afford it. I actually took a third out on the house. We have a second. This is a third. And it was a line of credit.
Are they giving those out?
My understanding, what do you mean, are they giving them out? Yeah, I took out a line of credit over there at Deal Finance.
Oh, okay.
Why are you saying, oh?
Well, I know that they got into some trouble.
They got into trouble and they worked it out. The thing of it is, it's a 90-day note.
Good God.
Okay, breathe.
Peter, you all right?
I'm fine. Let's get some phone calls. Sorry, let's get some phone calls here. Sherry, how are you?
Oh, Pete, are you all right?
I'm fine.
Well, it sounds... So you took a third out, you got a loan out on the house, and...
You can hear, can't you?
Well, yes, I'm just recapping what you said.
All right, I took a third out on the house... And I've got, it's a 90-day note.
What kind of a 90-day note? I've never heard of a third on a 90-day note.
That's what I signed, okay? I said it would be back in 90 days. And now, with the Golden State Warriors on the...
Well, what was the bet?
I bet that the Warriors would win the series, the Western Conference Championship.
Oh, God almighty. Good, God.
What happened?
I'm listening to Pete Bone, you know.
All right, thanks a lot.
Who's this?
It's Pete Bone!
Well, hang the phone up here. Pete, you're losing it.
I'm not losing anything. This is exactly what the American people want me to do. They want me to point out guys like Dave Septian at Thrill Night, a company that is, yes, you're right. I gave it glowing reports. You're right, I said it was a fantastic company and that it was an independent company and that it was the essence of what American business is all about. And then they took my money, and now I'm in trouble because the Golden State Warriors are down 3-1. They were supposed to have won it all. They only lost 9 games during the regular season. And Septian and the bloodsuckers at Thrill Night. Hi, you're on Pete Bone.
Hey, Pete, listen, I'm totally in sympathy with you, and I've used Septian before, and I know he did a deal for it. I've been able to pay my bets and pay off my debts because I've won, but I do know one guy that owed him money, and they've had him working around his house. He waxed it up.
What did he wax up?
I think it was his car.
Yeah, his car. He had him waxing a car, he cleaned a pool, and...
Wait. I'm a wealthy man. I'm a professional.
Well, I know, but consider, you know.
All right, thanks for your call. I'm not going to wax his car.
Well, you're in.
I'm in trouble. I don't have the money. And when I say I don't have the money, what I'm saying is I don't have it right now. I'll have it. But the Golden State Warriors, this is why I cannot and I never will encourage anyone, if you're white, to bet on a bunch of black guys.
All right, now see, that's a lot of people going to misunderstand that.
I don't want you to misunderstand me. I'm just saying that there's a level of trust that does not exist. You get 5 black guys who know that a bunch of white guys bet on them, and sometimes they're going to say, hey, let's go ahead and tank it. You know?
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know for sure.
You got a phone, Dave Septian.
Oh, hey, Septian.
What are you trying to do about business? What are you trying to do to say they're going to take...
Did you hear that? Did you hear the very distinct, crazed Armenian accent? That's what we're talking about here on Pete Bone. That's what we're talking about here on Pete Bone. The crazed Armenian calls up, screams down the line... that I'm somehow messing his business over, that I messed all over him. He messed on me. He messed all over me, okay? What do I look like to this guy anyway? Am I a wad of toilet paper that he can just wipe with and toss? What are you going to do? What am I going to do? It's $150,000. The thing that bothers me is that we have to move out of our house. We're going to go ahead and move out of the house, and we're going to rent it to my wife's, I think my wife's brother and his wife, who he's moving to town and needs a place. So we'll rent it, and we can move the, we have to pay the mortgage and get the note paid off. But, and so we'll,
what about the salary you get here?
The salary that I get here is a very, as you know, I'm very wealthy.
It doesn't cover.
No, it doesn't. And so you guys at Thrill Night, you know what? There's nothing thrilling about Thrill Night. I'll tell you that. Not a thing that thrills me about Thrill Night. And I'll tell you this, Dave, wherever you are, scream at me all you want. But I'm telling you, when you ask me, a white man, to put my faith and trust in five black guys running up and down a hardwood floor with a ball. Do you understand there's... Do they trust me? Do they trust me? That's my question.
Eyes have seen the glory of the...
From the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois, it's the Pete Bone Show. Pete Bone will not be denied.
Don't
you blow your goddamn nose. Blow your god... Damned.
He hath loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword.
There's no better place than the Clock Tower Restaurant. I'm Jonesy. I'm the engineer on the Pete Bone Show. And I'm telling you, after every show, I go down there and I eat. It is a class operation. They have a beautiful, beautiful environment for you to eat in. And talk about top-of-the-line dishes. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They also have a mayonnaise sandwich. And, get this, popcorn that they pop right there in a bag, in a microwave, and they bring it to your table. And if you're looking for something a little bit more exotic, they have celery and they have lettuce, too. Plus, blocks of cheese and big white onions that you can sit there at the table and eat with a knife and just chop off cheese. Have you ever done that? It's great. The Clock Tower Restaurant, open till 2 a.m. Plus, you can order glasses of water, which is free, actually, although you can. There's certain water you buy, and you can get Diet Pepsis, and they have grape drinks. The Clock Tower Restaurant. Who could ask for anything more? I could. I'm only kidding. I'm pretty hungry. I think I'm going to go down to the Clock Tower and get myself... What's good? What's good? Oh, you know what I'm going to get? I'm going to order up celery with cream cheese. The Clock Tower Restaurant. The very finest that money can buy. From the Croner Building in Chicago, Pete Bone. This is Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. I am Pete Bone, and I will not be denied. I'm talking about me, and most of the show I've been talking about me, but this is really about you. Most of the time, the show is about you. It's not about you today. It's about me. It's about how I placed money. I put a big $150,000 bet down on the Golden State Warriors to win the Western Conference Series, and they're down 3-1. And I usually win my bets. Usually I win my bets. Okay, let's just be clear about that. You got that?
Yeah.
You, all of you out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Randy?
Yeah, absolutely.
But in this instance, the people at Thrill Night, Dave Septian's betting business that is a sponsor of ours. What are they trying to pull?
I don't know.
What are they trying to pull? Having me bet on, having that, you know, why would they let people bet on something like that? So, and this is what we mean. Businesses today in America are turning into corrupt government-like bureaucracies. And we've got to stop it. And I mean, we've got to stop it now. All right, let's get on the line here. Dave Septian. Dave?
Okay. I got a call from this gentleman who said that he will secure your money, and we're all good.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. So he,
his name?
Don't, and, yeah, so that's great.
That's, okay, you don't want me to do it?
No, no.
So now that I secured your money that you don't have to pay, can we have, where do I go to pick up my...
We'll get to that. All right, very, very good, Dave. We worked it out. This Thrill Night is back in good graces.
I,
I just want to know where I pick up my daughter.
Thrill Night is... Dump it. Thrill Night is back in good graces on the Pete Bone Show. Why? Because Dave Septian decided he'd work it out with us, and I'm speaking for you. I'm speaking for you, the little guy. I'm speaking for you, the little guy. If you can't work these things out, then there's no point. So I worked it out, and then you can work it out, too. I'm sure that Dave Septian will let you work it out. All right, let's go to a phone call. Hi, you're on the Pete Bone Show.
Hey, Pete, this is Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
Well, I'm fine, but I heard you was able to work stuff out a 1.5 with Thrill Night. I was wondering if you can help me.
I can't. I really can't. I understand, yes, I was able to work something out, but you understand that he's a sponsor of mine and we have a certain relationship. You need to pay your debts, pal.
No, I know that, but I got caught in a bind like you did.
Well, not like I did.
I know you're wealthy, and you're good for it.
Exactly, and that's the whole point. But you sound like you may have substance abuse problems, am I right?
I do, but that should not figure into the mix.
I've decided that it does figure into the mix. You sound like you have a drug or alcohol problem. Is it?
No, it's mostly drugs.
Okay. And that you don't pay your debts, and you probably need to learn a lesson here.
But I'm afraid that the guy that I borrowed, the shark that I borrowed the money.
Ah, the loan shark. So it sounds like some kneecaps are going to be replaced, huh?
Good God.
Okay. You know, it's a great country. It's a great country where everyone can live and learn. Everyone can grow and become. Everyone can find their way sooner or later. I'm Pete Bone. But don't ever let anyone tell you that it can't be done, because it can be done. What can be done? All of it. You, me, this whole thing. This thing we're living today, we're getting it done the Pete Bone way. Randy, you have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow or whenever we're back on the air. Have we got our schedule yet?
We do not have the schedule yet because you have not...
No, it's not my fault.
You're right. Somebody else's fault.
Someone else's fault. Remember to take responsibility, folks, that when you hear us say it's someone else... On this show, it generally is someone else's fault because that's the way it goes. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.